Good evening. Can you hear? Okay. So, Graham asked me if I would want to give a short word a couple of weeks ago. And to be honest, I always get a bit nervous, you know, if I'm asked to speak. And I've been really thinking and praying about what to talk on. I've had many things recently, you know, going around my head. But obviously, this is Easter Sunday today, and the most important thing out of any other thing is that Jesus Christ went to the grave, died, and was rose again for our sins, and that there's nothing that we could do in our own strength to save ourselves. There are no good people in this earth. Something that people will teach you is that you can be good, you can be a good person. But this is, Christianity says exactly the opposite, says that there is no one good, and we all need help. We are all in a desperate, desperate state in this world, and we need our Savior. We need Jesus Christ. We need his power in our lives. We need to be transformed, changed, born again, set free, a new creation, a new person. And he will do this all out of his goodness and his spirit in us. That's amazing, and that's, for me, that's the Easter message as well, that he overcame the grave, he overcame death, he was the perfect man, God on earth, but also the perfect man who lived a sinless life, something that we could never do. And he went through even all the pain and agony to the point of sweating blood to save us when we didn't deserve it, but he came anyway, because God's love is manifested like that, and that is astonishing. So, this is something I was thinking maybe about 5 or 10 minutes ago, which I would quite like to do. So let's have a minute or two just to kind of be silent and just reflect on what God has done and the amazingness of it all. In 2 Peter 3, verses 8 to 10, it says this. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass by with great noise, the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Amen. God will wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Something we're not always good at, and I know myself, I'm not always good at. He is long-suffering towards everybody. He could end this now, be done away with the earth, bring about the end, but he will wait and wait and wait and wait because of his love, because that he doesn't wish that anybody would perish, so that people will hear the good news, will hear the gospel, will believe and accept in him. And this is his love, this is his long suffering, this is his will towards us all. Like I said before, no one deserves to be saved. None of us have done anything of ourselves that we deserve salvation for. This is all a gift. This is all a miraculous, wonderful gift. And Jesus is the only way. Is the only way to salvation. Is the only way to the Father. And he has done it all. It is all done. Finished. If we believe, if we trust in him, it is finished. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done on this Easter time. Help us to remember and reflect on everything you went through, and that, you know, you showed your love, your amazing love for humanity, you know, the Father's love for us, that you would be so long-suffering and willing, and you could have just wiped out humanity at any point, but you would keep going, even in our sin, Father, that you would help open our eyes and turn to you. Help us today, Father. Help us always just to keep you as our main focus in our lives. Help us not to be distracted by these things around us, Father. Help us to stay on your path, Father. Help us to show us, Father, your ways, your will for our lives. We want to walk into what you have, Father, because what we can do will lead to nothing, but what you can do will lead to incredible things, will lead to people around us being set free, not by our own power, not by our own might, but by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God within us. Help us to be open and honest and open vessels, Father. Help us to share your good news with the people around us. And we can't thank you enough. We cannot thank you enough for your goodness, for your wonder, for everything you do, Father, because you are incredible. Jesus, you went through stuff we can't even imagine. The pain, the agony, the torture, Father, and it was all for us. Thank you. The day of the Lord. The day is coming. We don't know when, but it will be like a thief in the night. No one can really be prepared. No one knows the exact time. The Jews were expecting a lion to come, someone who would conquer nations, who would be like a mighty king for them. And what did they get? A meek lamb, born in a manger. At the end, I think people may be expecting a quiet lamb. What will we get? A roaring lion. But there will be fire in his eyes and there will be blood under his feet. The end will not be pretty. God's wrath will eventually be poured out and his patience will eventually end. So I guess the question is, are we ready? Are we prepared? Are we standing strong, firm in him, ready for anything that may come our way? God is amazing. God is love. God is peace. God is grace. God is all these amazing things, and these are gifts he gives us as well. At the same time, he's a God of wrath. He is a God of anger. And you think, how can these two things be together? And I think being in the presence of Almighty God would be a very, if you were right there by his throne, would be a very powerful, awe-inspiring moment where you couldn't stand. You would be down on your knees in awe, in wonder, in amazement, and maybe even in fear of his awesome, mighty power. I think for us individually, God wants us to check. Are our motives truly for him? Are we living, are we building our own kingdom, or are we wanting his kingdom in our lives? At the end of the day, God, and this is just something I've really felt on my heart, he cares. He really cares about what's going on in here. He cares about us. He cares about our hearts. And he wants to help us, to change us, to help us grow. But there has always been a trap, and this was true in Jesus' day. And the trap was we could get stuck in religious duty or caring more about outward appearances or not truly doing things for the correct motives. And that was the trap of the Pharisees. They knew the laws, the Torah, the word. They knew it inside and out, but they could not recognize Jesus for who he was. In Matthew 15, verses 7 to 9, Jesus was talking about the Pharisee. And he said, "Hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' This has been something throughout history, in the early church, throughout history, where people have fallen for the trap that it's more, like I said, about a kind of outward duty or keeping a tradition or kind of bypassing the true motives of your heart, not dealing with the true motives of your heart. And Jesus saying, I'm in a relationship with you. I want to know you. I want to get to know you more. I want you to get to know me. I want you to learn my ways. It's like, it's something that's empowering, that helps us in our life, that helps us grow, that helps us be the people that God created us to be. And for me, this has been a particular challenge, and I've gone through many things in my life. Different seasons of being confused with certain beliefs, with certain things to do with God. And even when I was younger, I would kind of say I was a Christian, but I didn't know God. In fact, to be honest, I didn't even know if God really existed, or I didn't know if I kind of thought that God might have just made the Big Bang and then things evolved. And I was trying to make stuff up in my own mind with my own reasoning without understanding the scriptures and the word of God. When I was younger, it's a long story, I'm just going to skim through it, but basically, I was in school one day, and my teacher, I've told most of you this anyway, but my teacher, it turned out, had passed away the night before. She'd been in an accident, and it was a very sudden and unexpected death. Everybody in that classroom was shocked and was silent, and I'd come in late, so they'd already heard the news. I had no idea what had happened, and that shook me to the core, that suddenly, you know, she was fairly young, really. I think she was probably in her late 20s at the time. And that was it. Life extinguished. You know, as a vapor, it can be so fragile. And I spent the rest of the day just kind of in internal torment, not kind of considering huge things way beyond me. Things like eternity and you know, I got to the point where I knew I just had to cry out to God. And I cried out and I said, Lord, if you are real, God, if you are real, I need you to come. I need you to help me. I need you to change my life. I cannot carry on living like this. And he answered that prayer. He came. He changed me. He changed my heart. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of his amazing love, his grace. I felt like a presence all around me, like a warm blanket, like feathers surrounded me. It's something that's very, very difficult to describe. But I felt him literally change my heart that day. And from that day, I didn't become a perfect person, but I became a person who wanted to do what was right, who wanted to serve the Lord, who wanted to do these things. And he gave me the power to be able to. When I trusted in him, I felt him guiding me, leading me, showing me marvelous things, just helping me grow in my faith and my trust in him as well. This, I guess, is my prayer for everybody. I want to see everybody set free. I mean, praise God, you know, I'm in a room full of believers and Christians, and that's wonderful, but there's a lot of despair out there. There's a lot of people who are still struggling with issues, and they don't seem to be able to get over them. And I mean, I've been there myself many times, and it's always coming back to the Lord, coming back to the cross of Christ, taking my burdens, taking my issues, and knowing that he, in his mighty power, you know, changes me and changed me and made me a new man in creation. And I come to that point, and I just say, thank you, Lord. I don't have to carry this stuff. It's in your hands. And yes, I do apologize, and I say, sorry, Lord. But I just do what I want to do out of a natural relationship, because I don't want to hurt him. So when he brings something, then, you know, I'll give it to him, put it at the foot of the cross, and know that it is done. It is dealt with. Yeah, God is wonderful. And he, like I said, he does truly, truly care about each and every person in here, in Penrith, in the world. And he would that none would perish. Let's say prayer. Lord, I pray for me and for everyone in here that you would you would help us each and every day, Father, grow in you. Help us to understand your ways, Father. Help us to be the men and women of God that you created us to be, Father, to walk into what you have for us in our lives. Help us to get over issues and parts of our heart we find hard to put at the foot of your cross, Father. Help us to open up and be vulnerable. Help us to get over things we might still be carrying, burdens, all these things, Father. Help us just to be so open and honest with you that there is nothing to hide. Because at the end of the day, we know you see everything. We know you see every single part of us, Father. But you want us to give ourselves to you as well, in full, Father, every part. You know, so you can use us as a mighty vessel, Father. Not in our own strength, but in your mighty spirit. Help us just to overflow your presence, your goodness, your grace, your glory, Father, to the people around us as well. We just pray that amazing things would happen, Father, in this place, in Penrith, in our homes, with the people we meet, in our workplaces, Father. Again, not by our own power, but by your spirit, Father, by your spirit working through us, by your glory shining through us. Help us to be a light that just shines, Father, for you. For you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.